Now, this morning, we're going to talk about life insurance, especially for seniors and retirees. Many people assume that once they're over 60, 70, or even 80, it's too late. But that's not necessarily true. Life insurance can still be a practical and compassionate tool for easing financial stress on the people we love. Joining us this morning is Dwayne Williams, Associate Vice President of CAA Life Insurance, to help us understand what options are available and what seniors should consider when making these decisions. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Always appreciate it. Now, many people really do believe that once you reach a certain age, life insurance is no longer an option. Why is that a misconception?
So first of all, life insurance is absolutely an option. There's different factors that go into the accessibility and the pricing of insurance, such as age and health. But if you're 60, 70, or 80, it's still an option that is available to you.
Mm-hmm. So for someone who might be in their 70s or 80s or even older, what are some of the reasons they might consider life insurance at this stage of life?
There's a number of reasons. You can want life insurance to make sure that the cost of funeral expenses are not passed on to your loved ones. Or maybe you've got things that you want to pass on to your loved ones, but you don't want them to have to worry about the burden of taxes. Mm. Life insurance can be used to cover those taxes or to cover those costs for final expenses.
So a lot of people don't leave financial stress behind for their families, and that's how life insurance can ease their burden. Is that what you're suggesting?
Absolutely.
Excellent. So What other things can be left behind? I mean, we know about the funeral situation, and of course, that's extremely important because that can be very costly.
So you can also use life insurance as a way to potentially equalize an inheritance. So if you've got children or loved ones, maybe you have something that you want to leave behind for one child, but you want to make sure that the other child has something. Life insurance is a great way to be able to equalize those inheritances.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you've got a charity or something that you support that you want to leave behind, insurance, again, is a great way to make sure that your legacy is left for the causes that you believe in.
So when seniors speak with a CAA life insurance advisor, or anyone for that matter, what do these conversations typically look like? What kinds of questions should they expect? And what choices might be discussed?
So the first thing that we'll want to talk about is, why do you want life insurance? Why are you considering life insurance? So that we can understand what's the right solution for you. Then we'll start to ask questions about, well, let's make sure that we're getting you the right solution based on your health and based mm-hmm. on your age.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll ask you questions typically about what's your budget, what are your existing health conditions. But if health conditions are a concern for you, we've also got alternative solutions. But ultimately, we want to make sure that you're getting the right protection for you.
Okay, so now many people prefer different ways of getting guidance. What kind of options are there for people?
So you can talk to one of our advisors. So mm-hmm. you can call in and one of our advisors can walk through their options for you. You can go on the website. We've got a ton of information that's available that will give you answers. But there's different ways for you to reach out to us, whether mm-hmm. it's digital or by phone.
Okay. And so now here's a trickier question. Of course, it won't be tricky for you. It's just tricky for me imagining it. How does inflation affect coverage over time?
That's a great question. So just like everything that we're seeing today, it's just more expensive to live. And the real issue that we have here is your purchasing power. So if you've purchased a life insurance product today, you want to make sure that it still has the same purchasing power for those who are going to receive the benefits later on in life.
Mm.
So what you can do with certain insurance policies is you can buy a feature on top of it that will maintain the purchasing power of the insurance policy. So it'll increase the amount that gets paid out to your loved ones so that it is tied to the inflation that we're seeing in society today. It costs a little bit more money, obviously, to get that to get that protection. But at least you know that if you're leaving aside a certain amount of money, that the same purchasing power will be there when they need it.
Okay. Now, can beneficiaries be changed if life circumstances shift?
They can, and we actually recommend that you review this once every 2 to 3 years. But if you've named a beneficiary, meaning the beneficiary is the one who will receive the value of the insurance policy,
right.
You can absolutely go ahead and you can make the change as long as you name the beneficiary as what we call revocable. If they're revocable and you own the insurance policy, then you can change that beneficiary at any time.
Oh, so that's an important step to have, isn't it?
It is. It's very important. It's one of the things that we say that you want to check and look at with your insurance policy.
Okay. Now, for permanent policies, is it true that some cash value can be accessed while still living?
There are options with permanent policies, which will cover you for your entire life. And in those policies, it can earn some additional cash in those policies that you can use either as collateral. You can borrow against it. You can take it out. You can do a number of different things with the cash that's built up over time.
Because even if you're still working at a senior age, like myself, and then you retire and you need some money, extra money or something, that's what you could do?
Absolutely. You can use it for any purpose that you need. It's just great to know that you have that extra available cash available.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, for someone overwhelmed or unsured, what's the first step?
So the first step is just talk to somebody. Understand what your needs are. Where do you feel some of your gaps are? And have a conversation with an advisor and just start the conversation.
Okay. And I'm going to give some information here about how, what number to call and what website and stuff like that. Do you like your job, Duane?
I love my job.
Now, you are not an advisor, is that correct? What is your role as an associate VP?
So we have a team. So I manage a team of advisors who help advise our CART members on anything that they have regarding life insurance, financial planning, health insurance, just trying to help people understand what their options are and why they want to consider different mediums. Mm-hmm. I myself am licensed, so I do have those conversations as well, but we do have a team that's dedicated to that.
Well, that's a good idea. There must be a lot of them too.
We have a good size.
CAA is big. My goodness. And offers so much. It's so wonderful and comforting to know that CAA's got such a history of great work and great help that they provide.
We really want to make sure that we're providing choice, options, and safety for Canadians. So we definitely invest and make sure that we take care of our members and Canadians across the country.
Duane, you'll be hearing from me.
Looking forward to it.
I want to thank you so much for this conversation today. Really helpful and reassuring information and new information. Great. Once again, we've been talking with Duane Williams, Associate Vice President of CAA Life Insurance. If you'd like to connect with a licensed insurance advisor at CAA for a complimentary financial protection review, you can book an appointment online at carp.ca/CAA-life. Or you can call 1-833-673-3030. That's carp.ca/CAA-life. And the number again, 1-833-673-3030. Thanks so much, Duane.
Thank you very much.